6:40, around up to 6:41 here on WGN. It's Your Money Matters. John Hanson with you here till 7 o'clock. And it's a Wednesday in a month, which means we got Innovation DuPage and Dan Ficini. How you doing, my friend?
Good, John. How are you?
Good. Let me turn your mic on. I think I do this every single time. There you go. Now you can try.
Hey, John. How are you?
There you go. Innovation DuPage, you guys come on every month. We talk about all that you do. Let's remind folks that maybe you've never heard before.
Yeah, we're a business incubator and accelerator. We're located in downtown Glen Ellyn, but we primarily serve entrepreneurs and small businesses in DuPage County, but we go further than that sometimes.
Sometimes businesses in the idea stage, some that have been around for a bit, huh?
Yeah, absolutely. So we actually just finished our most recent accelerator program, Owner to CEO. We put 13 companies through that program. They just graduated, and so we're helping small businesses throughout DuPage County and beyond through that program. And then we have business incubation where companies are coming to us and just starting out, and we help them grow.
I think a lot of people think they've got an idea or they want to do something, but they're just one person. A lot of businesses, in fact, many of them start with just one person, right, Dan?
Yeah, absolutely, and they're not alone. So that's why it's great to join a business incubator, to be in a community, and to have resources that you can connect to in order to help you get there faster.
All right, some of the folks that you brought with us taking advantage of those resources. Steve Wyken joining us from Datatelligent. Did I get it right?
Yeah, you got it, John.
Yep. Anytime those vowels are combined, it makes it a little hard. Datatelligent, tell us a little bit about it.
Sure, sure. And, so my name's Steve Wyken, Chief Customer Officer for Datatelligent. So as the name implies, we're a data analytics company. We're a member of Innovation DuPage. So thank you, Dan, and everything you've done for us to get us to where we are. So I think what we're somewhat unique with, our mission as a company is to help our customers do good with data, right? So what we focus on as far as industries, we focus on nonprofits, human services, and Sarah will tell you more about, she's one of our customers, and also higher ed. So we focus on small to mid-size colleges and universities.
Right, because a lot of these places maybe have access to data.
Mm-hmm.
They just don't know what it means. They can't paint that picture, can they?
Correct, correct. That's where we come in. So we like to say we help with everything with data. So we help with them acquiring and bringing their data into like a central repository. We call it a unified data platform. And then we help them create those analytics and more especially the visualizations, which are really those charts and graphs that help them really tell their story of what's going on with their company. And it's really important for nonprofits because they got to tell like their impact on the community. And we can help that through the tools we provide.
One of the folks you're helping out, Sarah O'Donnell at Tri-Town YMCA. Sarah, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Don. It's a pleasure to be here.
Tell us about Tri-Town USA.
So Tri-Town YMCA is not your traditional YMCA. We are a Y on the fly, and we go where the needs are at in the community of communities of Villa Park, Lombard, and Oakbrook Terrace, and then beyond when called upon. And so we help to provide triage care and services for whatever is going on within the community.
Okay, and using data that you've worked with Datatelligent, how has that helped out? I mean, we can talk more specifically in a little bit, but just broadly speaking.
It has really helped us to take our data, not just our data, but data from across the community. And we'll talk a little bit later about a specific project that we're working on together with them and make it into a unified source so we understand what we're looking at, so we can make decisions, we can make pivots, and we can serve the community the best way that we can.
I just realized this is like company inception. We've got Innovation DuPage, who helps out Datatelligent, who helps out Tri-Town YMCA. Okay, good. Now we've set the scene. We're going to take a quick break back with you three in just a moment. Let's get a look at weather and traffic. Mayor, how are we doing out there?
Clear skies, 58 tonight, clear.
/WGN. Fine folks from Innovation DuPage, Datatelligent, and the Tri-Town YMCA all here. All talking about their own different things, but they all kind of link together. Sarah, I wanted to start this segment with you. The question I asked you during the break, and you had such a great answer I wanted to share with the listeners. I grew up with a Y that had a basketball court and a pool, and I think that that's maybe what I thought the YMCA was everywhere. That's not the case, is it?
The YMCA is, it's an embodiment of values and core values that we should all be growing up and living on. With our YMCA in particular, we are a Y on the fly, and so we go where we're needed in the community, and what the community calls us upon to help with, we're there to support and help. And kind of like our project that we're doing with Dataintelligent is called Collaboratory for Youth Mental Health, and that's been funded through DuPage Foundation and the County of DuPage through the DuPage Transformation Partnership, Community Partnership.
So you guys get funding for this program, and you start and you go, okay, we want to help, you know, boy, our kids have been through so much. The statistics are there. We need to help them. Where do you begin with that, right? And that's hard.
It is, but it's easy too, right? It's easy to say, I have data in front of me, and how is that data, like, what's going on with that data right now? We looked at it and we said, kids are waiting on average 3 to 4 months to be able to get in and talk to somebody about how they're feeling about things. And that is just unacceptable. Kids need to be seen a lot sooner and get into a counselor. And so what this grant helped us do is take a look at the data and then collect data as we're helping the kids to see how they're moving along and improving their lives.
And they're waiting because they are afraid to talk to someone, or because they've said something and no one's been able to connect the dots to get them to talk to someone.
It's just sheerly access. It's limited access. And so what our project is doing is really meeting the kids' needs, who are some of our most vulnerable children, and making sure that they get the supports that they need immediately. So we took that marker over the last year of this grant project. We went from that 3 to 4 month average wait for kids, we're down to 72 hours and sometimes immediate for counseling services.
That's huge.
Yes.
Because our kids need it, and when they need help, they need it immediately.
Exactly.
Okay. Steve, that must make you proud to know that your work, and you focus on these nonprofits and organizations as well as others, but, I mean, that's right there. That's what you want to do, right?
Oh, yeah. It's hearing Sarah tell the story just makes us feel so great as a company. I mean, as a new company, we could choose any industry to go into, right? We intentionally choose to help organizations like Tri-Town, et cetera, to do exactly what she's saying. Help her wrangle the data, because they have a lot of data, and become more data-informed, more data-driven. You heard her right now rattle off all these stats. So she can really tell that story rather than be more anecdotal, like, yeah, we know we're helping people. But now she can tell, you know, and it's a lot more impactful and it's a lot more influential when you talk to the community and try to explain, you know, what you're doing for them. You know, when you bring data to it, it really helps. And then, like she's mentioning too, I think where we can help folks like Tri-Town is also see where the opportunities are. So not only do you know, okay, we're really doing well in this service in this area, but now we can show, hey, there's a pocket here where maybe you're underserving them. So we can help them direct their resources to where they're most needed.
So really data can take on the look of a spreadsheet, a pie chart, or whatever it may be. It can be geographical, too. It can be a lot of different things.
Right.
And I think what's hard is, and I think a lot of people have experienced this, we all consume numbers way differently, right? And you've got to come up with plans to present it really to all sorts of audiences, right? People that maybe don't know the entire mission or don't quite get this part of it, but you need buy-in from local leaders, from police, from fire. You've got to really kind of put it together to a broad range of people, right?
Correct. And again, I'll keep coming back to what we try to do, and when we do our job right, we help them tell the story, right? The data's there, which is sort of the foundation. We help pull it together, working with Sarah and her group to like, what are the real key measures you guys are trying to follow? And then we use the tools that we know and our expertise to kind of build those visualizations, like you're saying, those charts, those graphs, those maps. You know, we'll do a lot of geographic stuff, you know, where you can see it at zip code, town level. You're doing better here, not doing so well there. And again, you don't need to be a data scientist to understand that, right? The visuals tell it, right? When we do our job right. And I think that's, you know, when we hear her story, we feel like we've done something good here.
So if a place has a lot of data, you can help. If they don't, do you often help people find that data? And Sarah, you're nodding your head. Was this part of what happened here too?
It was. It was a really huge help when it came to our police data as part of this project, and taking a look and learning how many mental health calls were actually coming in that the police were being called out to assist and help with. And so we were able to work with the police department as part of our project and drill down exactly what were each of those mental health calls, and then how do we refer those over to the social worker that was able to be put into the police department to triage that support right, triage and provide support right away.
I love that. And It's, Dan, this must make you proud too. I mean, I know you're not going to take credit for the fine work that's being done and you run Innovation DuPage, but there is this trickle-down effect from having an incubator or accelerator that can help a company like Datatelligent along, who then can help a nonprofit. I mean, it must fill you with joy and your whole team.
We're so excited to be a part of their story. I mean, the Datatelligent story, they're one of our rock star companies that came to Innovation DuPage. Two mid-career subject matter experts came to Innovation DuPage right before the pandemic started. Mm-hmm. Now they're a company up to 25 employees, and they're growing tremendously. And we just love helping provide whatever resource we can to help them grow and to see that impact in the greater community and through the YMCA. And I know that their grant is supported by the DuPage Foundation, who also supports a lot of our youth initiatives to bring up the new generation of entrepreneurs. There's so much synergy there and collaboration. It's great stuff.
Stephen, is Datatelligent today what you thought it would be when you started it?
Well, that's a good question. Yes, I would say so.
Oh,
I would say so. It's been, again, I spent 20 years sort of in another job, uh-huh, to say this, and you know, it was a little, but doing something on your own where you can create that culture. And like you're saying, we intentionally choose the industries we go into because we believe in this. You know, we want to do something good too. We want to contribute. So this gives us that opportunity. So yeah, I would say so.
Where can people find out more about Datatelligent and maybe if they're interested in working with you guys?
Yeah, go to our website, datatelligent.ai. You can go to that. That's, or .com, I should say. And, yeah, send us a note and we'll be willing to talk to anybody.
Yep. Love that. Sarah, a lot of our listeners are from the three towns that you mentioned that you work with at the YMCA. What are those towns again, and how can people find out more about what you do?
Sure. The towns that we serve are Lombard, Villa Park, and Oakbrook Terrace. And you can visit us online at www.tritownymca.org.
I love everything that you're doing. We talk so much about helping our next generation, helping our youth through their mental services, and we talk and talk about it, and it's important to talk about it, but I love the boots on the ground, people that are actually trying to connect dots. Thank you for joining us. And Dan, Innovation DuPage. Where can people go to find out more?
InnovationDuPage.org.
And a lot of great stuff there. From a business that's established to a business that is in its infancy, if nothing else, it's a support group amongst new businesses to help each other through growing pains and getting to beat those statistics that often show that new businesses struggle a lot.
Absolutely.
All right. InnovationDuPage.org. All right. That's going to do it for those three, and we'll take a break here. We're going to have news from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom, and we'll wrap things up here on WGN.
Whether it's a plumbing